right. Good morning. We are going to get rolling here. Let me make sure I got my volume up good enough and everything. So another day. Here we go. Getting ready to roll into a new month. And so I thought I would not only a new month, but the second half of this year. And so I thought today I might do a little review when it comes to you know, your marketing calendar, kind of keeping things on track. And then also I was sitting here thinking to myself, you know, you know, we're open, the country's opened up again. And so all these old school tactics of marketing, you need to be implementing and making sure that, you know, that you max out everything you're supposed to be maxing out. And so anyway, with that, I'm gonna go ahead and get rolling here. Let me see what we got here. Let me get screen up and we'll get it rocking here. And the Nashville event, well, we'll get to that in just a second. So, but let me go ahead and again, you know, we always get these calls. I get them and, you know, Lucas does a great job. If you guys need help on anything, go through the support line, Sales Team Pro. I say that all the time. Ideas. Today we're going to roll out some ideas that were great ideas that were brought to us. And just brainstorm. So you're going to get to see some new stuff that's going to, I think, really make a big deal in our business. And so then, of course, Kristen is the one in charge for all the speakers. So if you're making 100 grand a year, we want to hear from you, because anybody's making 100 grand a year, regardless of what you think, you know, a lot of times you're making 100 grand a year in Primerica, and you forget that there's only a few thousand that do and 100,000 that don't. And so y'all always ought to feel good about what you're doing. We want to hear from you if you're doing that. So hit her up, and we're getting all new people, you know, all the time. You hear these great people that do great jobs. And so anyway, of course, nothing is changing on our system. You know, I would encourage you to use it because I can tell you right now I do. And I think we recruited, I don't know how many recruits, like 16 recruits or something this year. And honestly, I don't even talk to anybody until they're already gone through the system and found out what's going on. So we've got that happening. Now let's Nashville. Got a phone call from down at Kip Ridley's office, and Kip's like, or Mike Crawford tells me, he's like, hey, I think we're going to come down to that Nashville event. So this thing's getting bigger. We're going to be sending out registration forms very soon. And you're going to have to put your money where your mouth is because we are trying to figure out Nashville. There's a Titans game that weekend as well. And so, you know, it's one of those deals that Nashville's going to be rocking that weekend. And so we're going to have to get our final numbers down just in order to get the right size meeting space and hotel rooms and stuff like that. So get ready for that. It'll be coming. Okay. What else we got? All right. Kickoff is coming up on the 10th. That'll be all about generating, you know, how do you generate new business with a focus on technology? Technology is, it's the way you get a life. Okay. When you get to, you know, put away a lot of the recurring stuff. I read some articles on a properly run CRM should save someone about 40 to 50 hours a month. Think about that. So using Sales Team Pro, if you're taking advantage of all the things that go along, then, you know, 40 to 50 hours a month of free time that you get just from technology and follow-ups and stuff like that. Okay, we talked about take 2 weeks off in June and prepare for July. I'm going to hit that again, and then we're going to get in the marketing calendar. So set up your new monthly goal. Hopefully, you know, you've got this, you're raring to go. You know, we're going to start the month off with a holiday, but, you know, that shouldn't change the way you think, okay? I think the actual holiday is July 5th, which is a Monday. So good news is you could work if you want to. July 4th is Sunday, but the actual holiday is Monday. So I might tell people, if I'm trying to get my business off the ground, that, you know, hey, I know it's a holiday, but do you want to go ahead and meet? I can do that. And then get out there and make it happen. I worked, get my business off the ground. I just worked. I didn't care what day it was or what holiday it was. I just kept going. I remember for many, many years, We had people that would, you know, they call in all the time, and they would call in their production, and we had business being done on Christmas Day. I mean, it was, people were out there all the time doing things. So we always create the plan, how and how many, the schedule, when you're going to work. And then you get the sense of urgency. So July, which is coming up, you want to knock it out in 15 days. Then you can relax. Hopefully, you guys have been doing this. I was talking to Tommy about it, and he was telling me, hey, I think he's hitting 35, 40,000 this month in income. And he got most of it done at the beginning. Then this is how you make 25,000. Just get this in your head, $1 million a month and 10 sales. How about that? And more than likely, a lot of those sales could be together. Okay. So we're really not talking about that much. You know, a lot of times you'll have people that have rollovers, and I've always said this, that, you know, do a rollover. And then I say, hey, by the way, who do you have your life insurance with? Well, do you want to go ahead and put it all together? We can do that. It'll run this much a month, and you'll have everything together. And I've closed life sales like that, just as a matter of fact, added in, you know, like the Biggie Fries. Okay, do you want to upgrade? That kind of thing. That you gave you all their money, why wouldn't they go ahead and give you another $100 a month on the life insurance? So you got 10 sales and $1 million in securities, maybe not even 10 sales, less than that. And you're making $28,000 a month. That's pretty good gig. And if you just started thinking, okay, how can I go do something like that? Now let's push it in the first half of the month. And now you're making 28,000 for two weeks. All right. And then we go in, and there's always, three things that cause you to do well. Okay. And the first one is, you got to create the plan. Okay. The next question is, how do I raise up my transactions? Right? I'm reviewing a lot of this. What technology? Who do I market to? I had a call last night. Had a guy on my base shop call, and he's like, you know, regional leader, how do I get more consistent? I said, well, it's always a part of what are you trying to market to? Who are you trying to market to? And what is your prospecting plan? Okay. And it's not just one. Okay. It's a lot of things. Okay. How am I going to advertise myself, get my name out there, do that kind of stuff, you know, always putting money back in. What are my referral systems that I'm going to use, which we're going to talk about today on that. So there's always, anytime
you start the educational videos,
right, think about this, always remember this. All right. There's only three ways to grow any business. All right. It's always this way. It's always going to be this way. The first one is increasing the number of new clients. So we sit there and we say, okay, all things being equal, if we have more clients, we grow, right? All right. Then you say, well, how do I get more clients? And we back up that and we say, well, you know, I've got to have more prospecting. I've got to have more appointments that keep. I got to have all that. So what we do is we take and we say, how does a customer end up with us? You know, how do we end up getting there? And that's when you back test it. You start going back and you say to yourself, okay, I got this $1 million, or I got whatever transaction I did. How did I get that? Okay. How did it happen? Okay. Where did it come from? And then start getting an idea of how you're getting business. All right. And then I'll give you an example right now. I have my radio show plays on two different stations. All right. And one of them is on Saturday morning, and it's on 98.3 in Nashville FM. And that station is in Nashville. It's the syndicated talk station, meaning it's got the Sean Hannity's and the, you know, things like that. It's syndicated. Okay. And that station goes all through Nashville. It covers about 30 or 40 miles in a circle. All right. But then on Sunday, I've got 99.7, and that is a 100-mile radius, and it's all local talk. So it's all local, you know, people here, stuff like that. So I started looking at, okay, I'm that's a lead generation tool. So we now have a pop-up on my website. All right. And it says, how did you find out about us? Was it 98? Was it 99.7? Or was it the podcast? or other. And so it pops up on the website. We're surveying that right now because I want to find out if one, I'm paying the same amount of money for both of them. I want to find out which one is the most productive. And it may be that I'll ditch one of them and then double the other one. Okay. I don't know. Okay. But until I find out. So what I have to do is start digging in and saying, okay, what's the cause and effect? Okay. What was that? So how do I increase the number of clients? First thing is I think of 20 ways I could do it. Okay. I could get good referrals from high value clients. We're going to show you today. I fill up my calendar with transactions, not just appointments. Today, I'm sitting here today and I've got a full day once again, you know, of appointments. Yesterday I played in a golf tournament with a buddy of mine. Okay. And, so I ended up doing that. Also happens to be a client who also, by the way, is one of the biggest country music agents in Nashville, has Jason Aldean. And if you follow country music, Florida Georgia Line, okay, he's got Morgan Wallen. He's got all these big names. He's going to be speaking at the Sales Team Pro Conference on how do you go from zero to making millions of dollars a year in that industry. And you're going to find out some cool stuff, okay, about what he did. He found Jason Aldean in a bar and he booked him for $250 a night. That's how. So how do you go about doing those things? So what happens is we got that. So you have a sales assistant. You know, a lot of you are doing that. You get good referrals from high value clients. Once again, try B2B. What are we doing during the daytime versus B2B as business to business? Okay, versus just business to consumer. This morning I had an appointment at 8:30 and set up another simple plan, 16 employees. Okay, how about that? I mean, those kind of things. Then we raise our average transaction size. We said, now how can we do that? How can we go high value? How can we do those things? How do we upgrade? How do we get our staff licensed? Okay, and delegate the finish. I've been doing that forever. Okay, I've always had my staff fully licensed. All right, and then that way I can get to the close and I can delegate the finish. All right. How does that allow me to upgrade? Well, it allows me to do more, right? Advanced techniques to upsell and cross sell. Are you asking the right questions? Do you have any money sitting right now in one of those old 401ks that you're not paying attention to? All right. Do you have anybody helping you with your money? All right. I increase targeted prospecting. Targeted prospecting is let's go in and just focus on this group of people that we know are very clear-cut, great prospects. All right. We again go back to the referrals. Okay. How do I increase the frequency? All right. We come up, how can we speed it up? All right. Let me give you a perfect example. What is speeding it up? Speeding it up is I've got 98 people in the next 6 months that are on the 59 and a half birthday. Now, why? What does that do? Well, let me give you an example. I just did a $1.9 million rollover for an in-service withdrawal, okay? So I got that money up front now rather than waiting till they retire. I'm gonna get the residual money off of that while they're there. And then because they got all this other money, I will end up getting the rest of it again. I got 98 people in the database that fall under the in-service withdrawals. Okay. Now, one of the things that I want to do, and Bree's listening in, I want to really script that call out to those people to where I can optimize what is being said in order to give them a reason in order to do that. Think about 98 of them that are reaching 59 and a half. Well, I can increase the frequency and I get an increase on the residual value of that by going out there and doing a good job following up with them and also saying the right things. Why should you do this? The reason we're reaching out. Here's three things that you could accomplish if you go ahead and meet. All right. Because you may even cut fees, all that kind of stuff. Okay. You need to have an onboarding system that creates a lifetime. Okay. Income. All right. What is the onboarding? That's where every week when you mark them as a client, they get four of those follow-ups. If you put them in as a high value client, low value client, all that kind of stuff, it tells you how often we're going to do it. But if you onboard the person correctly, and all you got to do is put it in as a client, you'll be able to do that. You get your staff license and teach them to upsell. You increase targeted prospecting again to get the value up. We continue to get good referrals. Okay. So there we go. So now what we've done is we're working on a system to where you wake up every day and you got things happening, right? You know, I had on my, when I do my Tuesday calls, what I do is throughout the week, I get an idea and I put it, I've got on my calendar. I use the Google calendar for me. It coordinates with Acuity, and I go in and I can put my to-do list on my day. All right. So I can go out and create what I'm going to do tomorrow, what I'm going to have my ideas for, what I'm going to do here. All right. And so one of the things I thought about, you know, was the trade shows. All right. Now, why does trade shows matter? Well, because things are opening up. I can tell you that, you know, job fairs, home shows, Southern Women shows. Okay. The business expos, all this kind of stuff creates a lot of great prospects. Okay. As many of those prospects, even the people that come up to the booth, they're great prospects, but additionally, the people that are the vendors are even better prospects, because a lot of times they're local businesses. It's a very laid back. You can go from, you know, go to each one of the booths and talk to those people and get their information. And I've been doing trade shows forever. Well, we got them shut down. Well, guess what? We're back on it. We're, you know, working on doing those kind of things again. So it made me think, okay, what are we doing old school marketing to do it? So what you've got on your Sales Team Pro are all these different things to help you build your calendar. And so you want to go in, we've got the new client survey that is going to be, Steve is finishing. Hey, Lucas, are you there?
Yeah, Luke? I'm all here. Right,
so tell us everybody what's going on with, we've got the referral stuff and we'll go in and look at it in a minute. And then we've got the you know, deal that we showed last week. Where are we at on all this?
Yeah, the referral quarterly email campaign's up and we've got 5 in there. So it's going to run through about this time next year and I'll be adding some more. And then we've got the retirement quiz coming up. I think Steve's just finishing up a few things on that. So that'll be
let me ask you this. I just got the text from you on the referral. If they set it up once, is it going to auto respond?
It'll automatically send every 3 months.
And we'll look at those in just a minute. So guys, what that's going to do is, you know, one of the most important things that you can have is a documented referral system. All right. If you do that to where everybody's working it, you will in fact get referrals. And when you start getting referrals, here's what you got to think about. If you do great customer service and great follow-up, then you have every right, okay, to ask for those referrals, and they're going to be very willing to give you those referrals because you deserve them. And so they would want their friends and family members to get the kind of service and returns and everything that's happening as a result of what you've done for them. Now, what we're going to do is we're putting a little automation in there. We'll look at it when we get done here, and we'll show you exactly how to be able to use that. So we got that, and then we've got the thing that Josh and you've been working on. Tell them all about that, where we're at.
Yeah, that's the retirement quiz. So it's going to take them through a multi-step form, and depending on how they answer, it's going to send them one of 4 different PDFs that basically explain their retirement gap.
Yeah. So the idea is they're going to ask the questions, and it's kind of a matrix. And it says, if they do this, then it's going to pull part of this PDF. If they rank over here, it's going to pull this, and it's going to send it back, and it's going to have a call to action to where you can post this thing and do a lot of things. Matter of fact, you can send it out to all your clients, get some more updates on that. So where are we at on that? Steve is probably what? I mean, when are we up on that?
Hey, Roy, I think realistically we're a day out. Lucas and I have a couple of technical thingies to solve, but probably tomorrow.
Okay, so we're expecting that'll be up tomorrow. I showed it to you last week. And guys, it's all about automating the process, all about you know, doing things that allow you to have something out in the future. So now I'll give you an example on this referral campaign. When you send this referral campaign out, what's going to happen? And Steve, is there a way we can hit a one button referral, one button deal on that?
Explain what you mean.
Meaning where we hit one button and it automatically sets it to roll for everybody rather than individually doing it.
I suppose we could. I'd have to take a look at this one. This one's a little bit more complicated.
Okay. Well, we'll see if guys, here's what we just did. We just gave you five campaigns and you'll see how we've written them. Okay. It's a value proposition and a referral campaign to take you out into the next year or so. All right. And you don't have to do anything other than get it sent. And so you can go out, I guess one of the things I could do is do a broadcast, okay, and pull it up that way, and we can do on that. So now you've got your campaign favorites, go pick those out. You've got your client surveys that we can do. We've got, which is kind of what we just talked about, we got the broadcast scheduler, so you could schedule something out in the future. You've got all your landing pages that you can do where they can download stuff, use these things to build your calendar. And then you got links, okay? The links where you can text, you know, or email and do whatever you want to do. And then what happens is you work this system, okay, where you're following up. So you do marketing and follow up, meaning you use the phone and you pay attention, okay? And you look at, this is one of them I'm just showing you, that on one follow up that eventually turned into something. And then look at all of these things, okay? See how this stuff works? Okay, follow up. And then one day you wake up, look at this, completed rollover. And it, after all of that, isn't that crazy? All right, but that's the way you go about doing it. And you don't think about, you know, oh, I gotta, you know, it's like I don't have to close this person right this second, because what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have this wave of things going on all the time that's going on, because I got a bigger database. You know, I looked at it, you know, I've added, I think 9 or 10 names in the last week myself to the database. Well, it didn't seem like that much, but you know, 10 a week's 500 new names. And then if you got 500 new names and you're contacting 10, 15, 20 times a year, okay, 500 times 20 is 10,000 contacts. All right. So what we're doing, we're just follow up, and one day you close and you don't worry about it. You don't, you know, it just doesn't even matter. I got stuff hanging out there, millions of dollars hanging out that just, you know, they're eventually going to come through the system, because guess what? We're not going to forget about them. All right. So then we create a client calendar and an agent calendar. And I'm going to get on this a little bit and then we'll just kind of open it up here. But the client calendar and the agent calendar is, you know, we get paid for two things. I've always said this, we get paid for AUM and AUM, right? Assets under management, agents under management. We want to have a system to grow our assets and our agents. And if we do that, we grow our income. So our income is like that, you know, to where if you just keep on focusing on, okay, if I get me another direct that's capable and I plug them into the system, then what's going to happen is they're going to produce something. And then they're going to multiply a little bit. You know, I had a brand new person that we recruited that did their first solo transaction just a week or so ago. And so you get, you do that stuff and you just always just wake up and you say, okay, what's my goal? AUM, 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 AUM. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at my clients and my agents, and I'm going to make sure that in all cases, I've got something going on to help them grow. Very similar to what we do. This All Sales Team Pro is what I did when I built my base shop, except it was all old school. Now Sales Team Pro, we got it online. So the first thing is you say, well, what's my goal? How much marketing am I going to put into, you know, the back end? I always say that, you know, if you're spending 10 or 15% of your money on marketing, you're going to always grow. So that's the way you got to look at it. And keep in mind too, when you bring a new agent in, if it costs you a little bit of money to get that guy started, you know, okay, you're doing stuff or you get a new customer in, look at all the back end money that you get. How would you like to be overriding a guy like me or a lot of these guys that have been on our panelists that, you know, they've been around for 20, 30 years. And guess how much effort goes in to me? Okay. By Kip Ridley, how much effort goes into a money well, okay, like me? Nothing. Nothing. The effort's already been done long, long time ago. All right. And you know what? What a great business. Can you imagine just overriding people that you don't have to do anything for anymore because they're in the system. Now you're willing to do things. Okay. But you know, I just got a text from one of my RVPs that said, "Hey, I got my door hangers are starting on Saturday and stuff like that." So the point being is, I mean, when you set your goal, put money back into your business, and then we plan our year in advance. Now, I talked about this back in November. Now you got to look back. You say, "Am I on track?" So what I like to do too is I like to, you know, well, everybody has these New Year's goals, and then they usually make it for a week or two or a month and stuff like that. And so what I like to do is break the year into 2 years. All right. So we have the first year, which is January to June, and we got the second year, which is July through December. Okay. And it's interesting now, Phil Mickelson goes out, and if you watch golf, Mickelson breaks 18 holes into 3 rounds is the way he looks at it. He said, "I got 6 holes, 6 holes, and 6 holes. And then he goes in and he says, "Okay, this is a 6-hole stretch that's a little more difficult. Here's my goal for the 6. Here's my goal for the next 6. And here's my goal for the next 6. So he breaks down the big thing into something small. So if you've been cruising along right now and you had a big goal, okay, well, now let's restart it again and let's go into the second half or the second year of the big goal. And so now we're going to plan it in advance. We're going to document it. Hopefully it's being tweaked out. I pull my goals out and you wouldn't even believe they just get bigger and bigger. And I'm always tweaking them. I've got all this kind of stuff, but what it allows me to do is I want to be so clear on my goals that I just stay focused automatically. I don't have to think about it. It becomes just the way I operate, the way I do things and stuff like that. Then we study all the campaigns and landing pages and we start thinking about, okay, now how can we use this? All right. You know, the whole idea is not only work in your business, which we do, but we want to work on our business. And the way we work on our business is we take some time in order to analyze things. We have seasonal stuff. I would hope between now and the end of this week that you have really gotten everybody into your database, because 4th of July, we're going to send out hundreds of thousands of emails to help you do things. Okay. You need to test new ideas. And when I say test it, just like I'm talking to you about the radio show, I want to know where I'm getting my business from. Right. Should I be taken in, and find it? Am I going to find out that the radio show is great, but one station's better than the other? And my real money should be I've had 24,000 listens on my podcast. Should I maybe be promoting my podcast way more, whatever it may be? So I'm going to test new ideas, see what they do, make some special offers. Who knows what those are? All right. That may be where you dig in and start saying, well, let's get us a golf tournament like we talked about. Okay. That Daniel Gilbert did, or let's get us a dinner. Okay. Or something like that. All these different things where you offer people things to do it. Then you start saying, well, I'm going to target my markets. How do I target my markets? Well, I'm going to have one target market, which is going to be for young couples. Okay, I'm gonna have another target market is going to be for maybe you decide you're going to just sell investments and get everybody on earth. Okay, putting $100 a month in a mutual fund, doesn't matter who they are. If they have a job, you can do that, because those people, you can stick them in a Sales Team Pro. And then the next thing you know, over time, they're like me. When I first got in the business, I was single, no kids, no home, no nothing, under 25, wasn't in the target market. Then I got married, then I bought a house and I had kids. Okay. So maybe you decide, hey, I'm going to target that. That's not what I call a great market to target, because it's a lower value. But if with what we have now, because you can follow up on it, you could do that. You got the young couples with kids, you got the people that have jobs that are making money, they just want to save money. A lot of people don't get married as soon as they used to. Okay. Then you got the targeted market of people that are at or near retirement. And then you got the retirees, and they're sitting there trying to figure out what they're going to do with low interest rates on their investments, if they've got them in the wrong places and stuff like that. You know, I had this appointment this morning, early 50s, has 18 employees. All right. And we had met at Starbucks. How about that? You know, a follow-up appointment, and did and we're going to go in and do these client education series type of meetings for her employees. She wants to do that. Then you start implementing the plan, right? And then we get repetitive. All right. What is repetitive? You do the same things over and over and over again that work. Okay. You got a repetitive weekly, monthly system that you're doing. So you're working on this all the time and you're always saying, what's next? What is the next thing I need to do in order to get my marketing working? It's always what's next. I'm always thinking about that. All right. What is next? Let me give you an example of what's going on in my brain right now. I'm thinking, okay, what if I take all of these, you know, we got 450 birthdays this month. All right. Think about that. 450 birthdays. And so if I've got birthdays and follow-ups and RMDs and in-service withdrawals, what I think needs to happen is I need to come up with a really good, that Bree and I can work through, targeted script that will cause a better outcome, right? You know, it's always the same. If you want to sell something, you got to outline the pain. And then once we get through outlining the pain, we can show them the broad pain, the specific pain, and then we're going to go in and offer a solution. And then that solution, we give them a call to action. So that's a sales presentation, broad problem, broad pain, specific pain that might affect you, solution. All right. And then we go from there with a call to action. What's the call to action? Well, here's what's next. Mr. Client, here's the next thing that I would recommend that we do is schedule a time to take a look at those 401ks that are sitting out there. Or the next step, I had a customer call me and said, hey, I got a question for you. I'm looking to buy a $600,000 home. What type of, how much money should I put down? And I come back and guess what? I told her, I said, well, let me get you pre-qualified. That sounds great. Already got $1.5 million with me to begin with. And, I just got my mortgage license. All right. So then we take our marketing calendar pieces. We say, well, how are we going to market to the reps? Okay. And the way we market to the reps is we turn around and we put training things in place. We have reasons to do things. Like, you know, you think about what we do. We have our kickoff meetings. I've been doing kickoff meetings since 1993. How about that? That was when I first started doing kickoff meetings. So everything, we did the same deal. It was always that. And those kickoff meetings back then, unlike now, I would do the whole kickoff meeting. It might be 3 hours and it was me doing indoctrinating what I thought we needed to be doing all the way since then. Then over time, I would bring some of my guys in. And now today we've got the greatest lineup of kickoff meetings it's ever been because we got people that are doing it. Okay. We got our client marketing piece. So what are we going to do to make that happen? Okay. We've got our products that we can put in where we target a specific product. Okay. Maybe you want to do a life insurance review. All right. Or ever wondered how much life insurance you need? Well, guess what? Anybody that responds or opens the emails, probably a prospect. So you could go in there and say, okay, I sent this out. Let's look through what happened. Okay. And follow up on the ones that did something. All right. We got branding to where all we're wanting to do is just get some goodwill out there. All right. Got our name out there. We're doing something goodwill wise. We got different offers. Okay. We can get your FIN number. That's one. You can make an offer on that $50 or $100 a month investment. So we're building all of these different things. We're asking for referrals always. We just added that in. We can target specific markets that we want to work. So in this, all these things, different approaches, how are we going to say something to somebody? How are we going to text them, email them, shoot a video email? Are we going to call them? We're going to do a combination of both. What are we going to do? We're going to do that. Then we start looking at all our different revenue sources and we say, how can we upgrade our revenue? Okay. Are we getting all we ought to get out of the IBRs? Are we getting everything we're supposed to get out of the child rider conversions, all that kind of stuff. Okay. So then we start looking at all this, and I got a lot of stuff that I go through in doing this, but grow all of the revenue streams. Well, referral is always the first one. Then you could say, well, I'm going to grow my personal business, right? How do I grow my personal business? I'm going to maybe do a thing. What would they call this thing that I was reading about securities business? But basically what happens is they've done all these surveys. Basically what you do is you fire 20% of your customers every year. All right. And how do you fire them? Okay. They're your low value customers, and you turn the low value customers over to a new rep who can work them more because you don't have time to do it. So if you had 100 customers, you would take the 20 low end ones, low value, and turn them over to somebody new that you've trained, let them start working them. They'll get way more out of it. And then what you do is you just keep adding to the bigger ones. And then the next year you do the same thing. And that's a way to kind of get things going. You got base override, you got hierarchy. How can you get your hierarchy doing more? How do you get more out of all the products? Okay. Life insurance, we could add additional coverage. All these things are part of, okay, end of term, IBR, child riders, going back in with the mutual funds, managed accounts, PACs. Look at all these income sources, rollovers, repeat business, in-service withdrawals, claims, annuities. Isn't that nuts? Okay. Think about all of these areas. Okay. Other products, that kind of thing. So what we got is now we got all these income sources that we can go max out. All we got to do is start thinking about where we're going with this kind of stuff. So what I'm going to do now, I got a lot. I'm going to continue this next week, but you want to have, okay, your mindset is the second half is let's do, we talked about doing all your business in the first 2 weeks. Why wouldn't you go out, okay, and do your year, your original yearly goal, do it in the next 6 months. And then everything you did so far, okay, you've already got in the bag. And so, and make this year 2 years, right? So what you were going to do, and don't tell me that you can't do in 6 months what you planned on doing in a year, if you can do in 2 weeks what you planned on doing in a month. So with that, guys, I'm gonna cut off for a minute. Make a few comments here, see what's happening. Hey, John Peretz, what's going on, buddy? Give me some feedback on what you got going.
Man, I got pages of notes on what you just went over, Roy. It's like literally the things that we're thinking about. One of the things that we did, I took your recommendation and bought how to get everything you can out of everything you got. That book is that book is amazing. And one of the things that Jay talks about in that book is the client, the relationship with your clients, and the friendship and all that. So anyway, yesterday was our 24th wedding anniversary. And then I thought about, the relationship that we build, as a married couple, but then also the relationship you build with your clients. So we sent out a broadcast, just a letter to our clients saying, hey, yes, it was our anniversary, but how much we appreciate you and the relationship that we have. And if you know anyone, he says it in the book, if you friends, family, coworkers, whatever, that are not getting that level of service, we'd be happy to talk to them. So it was a referral pitch, but it was heartfelt. And here's the value that we had. And we got just responses back on, hey, happy anniversary. And it just showed us, who's paying attention, who's reading them. I just thought it was just a really cool idea, but it never would have happened without that book.
So you sent out, how many emails did you send out on that?
500.
500. How many have you gotten back, like happy anniversary and stuff like that?
We got 5 back this morning.
There you go. Guys, think about that kind of stuff. I mean, those kind of things, okay, are that's marketing, because they're, it's like, first off, you're saying, hey, we've been together all these years. Thanks, right? That's a great idea. And who did I see? Chuck, didn't you just have an ad? Is Chuck on here? I don't know if Chuck's on here. I can't see if Chuck's on here. I saw Chuck, I think I saw on Facebook, at 41 years. How about that? May have been today. So, hey, Donna Carey, what's going on? I know you've got some things about seminars. What's happening?
You know what? We're just plugging away, and I don't know, plugging away and taking all this and using it and just being a sponge. But the most amazing thing about the seminars is that now they're hybrids, right? Because some people are ready, like you said, the world is open back up. They're ready to come back out. They're ready to meet us, right? And then some people are saying, I'm still kind of wavering on that. Well, we don't have to shut any of them out. Isn't that amazing? No one gets shut out. You have the ability of including everybody. And so we just started to say, you know what, let's start theming this thing, keeping it fun. You know, it may be beach mode. It may be whatever it is, vacation mode. It may be all these things, but you know, life is short. You know, we're burying my husband's brother this week. My brother's in hospice. Just heard a coworker just went into hospice. And I'm gonna tell you, we ain't got no time to be playing around. We got to get this thing going. And I'm speaking to myself as I'm standing on my own soapbox.
Hey, I'm 60 and I'm thinking to myself, I'm not old enough to have kids. Right. It seemed like yesterday I was like a dad and now she's going to be 30. Okay. Golly. I mean, what the heck is happening here? Hey, thank you. Great, great comments. Guys, what I'm going to do real quick, is I'm going to, go into this, go to where's we're going to go to, the Sales Team Pro and go in and I want to see Lucas. You can, I have a, Lucas sent this to me. I had a let me give you a little understanding of why you got to have a great staff. All right. And, you know, all of you guys know, you know, between the whole group that I got, you know, the people that have it happening. And, but I had a, thing from Jeff Findler. He says, we really need to put the number of hours in that you put into, you know, your OBA, your outside business activities on your U4. Okay. And said, how many hours do you put in to Sales Team Pro and how many hours do you put into the radio? Okay. And on a weekly basis. And I said, well, I started thinking about it. And I said, I put about 3 hours a week into Sales Team Pro. All right. Think about that. You hear that? Put about 3 hours a week in Sales Team Pro. And two of those hours are this. Okay. I spend about an hour planning and about an hour doing it. And then I spend about 2 hours a week on the radio. How about that? Those are my, all right. Now, how does that work? Well, the reason it works is that all of this stuff we're getting ready to show that's in the background, I didn't do it. Okay. I've got a great staff that did it. I have a radio, Bree runs my radio show, make sure everything's done right. I have a producer that does it. Okay. How about that? So I go in there, I went and did the radio show this last week. I took some of the content that we do on these, classes that we put together. And I went in there and there's, 18, 28, 41 minutes of airtime. All right. And I was in and out in about 47 minutes. How about that? All right, did the whole deal, done, simple. So if think about that, don't you want to get a business that runs and you don't have to be killing yourself all the time, right? And the way you do it, you get a great staff, you use technology, you use all that kind of stuff. So anyway, Lucas, where do I need to find this referral stuff?
That's in the client category on the campaigns.
Okay, so let's go to campaigns and let's go to clients right here, okay? All right. So this is the quarterly update email. So let's take a look. Okay. Here's one right here. Okay. Average American owes 92,000 in debt. It's the highest amount ever recorded. I can help you and your loved ones take debt down, having too much debt. Okay. Give me a call and a book. Okay. Your referrals are always appreciated. Okay. I would appreciate you sharing a referral with me. It only takes a minute and it could change your friend or loved one. Boom. And they hit right there. And then that does that. Okay. All right. The next one, this will double your income. How about that? That's a good headline. Normal job. If you're a business owner, you have the, here's some ways to double your income, or you can get a side gig. If you get paid, increase traffic to your site, all this. This is just educational stuff. Look at this. Focus on quality clients, have an opportunity that may be just a solution for you or someone you know to double their income. Call. Don't forget to send this on to anyone. Your referrals are appreciated. Love the opportunity to help change a friend or loved one's family tree. Look at that. Here's the third one. learn how to grow your tax savings by 40x. Oh, that's pretty good. Okay. A 20-year-old puts 10,000 in. You got that 50 years. You put it in at a higher rate. We got to get rid of this 12%, by the way. Hear that, Lucas?
Lucas? Yeah. I'll take it.
We gotta go to 9. They'll kill us over that. So anyway, and then term life insurance. Okay. Right. No one could use some direction in that. Okay. How about this? Aren't these good? I mean, these are good. This is the amount you need to retire. Okay. Here are some ways to do it. Okay. And then ask for a referral. So when they send this out, okay, they will get these every quarter, correct?
That's right.
Automatically. Okay. So what happens, guys, if you wanted to do this, you go right in here to broadcast. You choose what you want to do.
Not broadcast. You go to the campaigns page.
I'm sorry. All right. But if we want to do a broadcast, first thing we need to do is get our list. So we would get our list, correct? In advanced search, decide what we're going to do, build a list, and then we would go to your campaigns and send it to that whole list. Make sense? Am I correct on that?
That's right. Yeah. Sending campaigns used to be on the broadcast page, but we've moved that over to the campaigns page.
All right. So what you would do, you would go in here. If you want to send it to a list, you make you a new list. So you got all these different ones, right? And you do that through Advanced Find. And then once you do that, you pick your campaign, go to your client campaign, go down there. All right. We'll get to it. You find that one. Okay. And then what will happen is you'll find your referral campaign and you can either schedule it. Okay. Or you can send now, and that goes to the whole thing. So anyway, all right, let's see what else we got. All right, let me go back out of here. Okay, hang on, guys. I'm having trouble with my getting out of here. Okay, comments. Keith Hageman, what's going on, buddy? I know you've got things happening all the time. Keith, are you there? Keith, am I getting Keith? All right. Keith Hageman. All right. Bob Carlino. What's up, buddy? Hadn't heard from Bob in a while. I put everybody asleep this morning. All right. What do we got here? Can y'all hear me?
Hey, Roy, I have a couple comments, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Stephanie. Hey.
First, John, I love that idea that you did, and that actually sparked something. My husband actually recommended it. But is there a way I know it's probably gonna be harder with our older clients, but at least with our new ads, as we put them in there, is there a way to develop some sort of anniversary date for when we acquired that client so we can send out a happy anniversary to them for our relationship?
So yes. So let me kind of walk you through what happens on that. It's already built in there.
Okay, cool.
So if we go to contacts, one of the things you can do is sort by created. Okay.
Okay.
So that's right when we
added them. Okay.
Yeah, perfect. That would give you that if you want to do it that way. Then what you probably are asking for is, can we create a something that's kind of different than the annual review, but it's like an email that would be, hey, you know, it's been a year since we met.
Yeah. I mean, just a happy anniversary, really, for our relationship. You know, we really appreciated having you and working with you and, you know, value your relationship.
Why don't you write it the way you think it ought to be?
Okay.
And pop it over, because we've already got it here, and then we can figure out an avenue. Steve can figure that one out. Right, Steve? To make it to where it could be automated.
That's what I'd love is just some sort of automated email. And maybe we can all write our own and just have a way to add that in or something.
If we turned around and we did something like that, we could stick it into just an annual campaign, and you go in and hit the button once, and it's like almost like this referral deal. But it would be once a year, it would go out.
It may be part of the new client welcome.
There you go. Maybe we can do that. Perfect. Okay. We can do that.
Okay.
Now I guess the question then is, do we want to have a prospect one or not, you know, versus client? But anyway, good idea. Other comments.
I had one more question, actually. Yes. I know that, like, in our client profile, we have their family, which is their spouse and kids. But do we have any way of linking? Like, I have a, you know, I think most of us have multi-generations of clients, and I want some way to, like, Hannah doesn't know my whole client base yet, and we're working on that. And then she's been putting stuff in notes for that client, but I didn't know if there's any way to add another field for related, you know, relations or something like that, if that makes sense.
Steve, I'm sure we can do that, right? Something to do with basically what you're talking about is almost like on Facebook where it says, you know, family members or
right.
something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Because, you know, she's been using like referred by, you know, so like I got a referral from a mom to her daughter and she put it in that way. But it would be nice to, because I mean, a lot of family members don't have the same last names and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Do this for me. Send over, you know, to Lucas, because we got all these things sitting there like this. We got so many great ideas on what to do. So yeah, send that over and we'll put that in the list. Steve's got, I got him working on, what all you got happening, Steve? I mean, seriously, where are we at?
Oh, good grief. I can't even see the top of the pile.
So, I mean, every week I got an idea, and guess what? I call him up and say, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? And Steve is busy all the time, all the way around. Josh, tell us about what's going on our clubhouse, dude.
Hey, Clubhouse is cranking. I'm actually writing somebody in the comments right now about how to use landing pages, and we had a whole 1 hour event on it one day. So there's tons of information.
Gosh, let me ask you this. Is that being recorded?
Yeah. So it's recorded. It's uploaded. It's on the webinars and events tab on STP, and they can listen to it as a podcast.
Okay. So let's see. Have I got this? I still got the thing up. So it's under, where are we at?
At least I thought it was there. No, it's, sorry.
Who's that?
Wherever they are. There they are. Yep. Down under the podcast.
Down under the podcast. Okay. So.
So you're there. I think you just scroll down. It must be right in
no,
there.
No, that's just that particular one. Look on the tab to your left, Roy, where it says podcasts.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. So are we doing, oh, there we are. So we got Clubhouse guys, on the podcast. How about that? What about that? Another, hey, more training. Look at all of this, guys. All of the training that if you bring in a brand new person, all you need to do, or if you're around, is say, look, check this out. Sign up for the podcast. Look at all this training that you can use to train your agents. I just look at it. I think, what if I'd have had this kind of stuff early on? I was learning how to do the business with Art Williams Tape of the Month. Okay. One cassette tape. That was how I got to communicate.
Yeah. Mark, and hey, Roy, by the way, this is Steve and I made this open now. So if you've got agents who aren't on Sales Team Pro, they can go to salesteampro.net/training and access this.
Okay. So sales team dot. So they can just go right there. Okay. salesteampro.net/training. Do we have a password on it?
No, but we could add a password.
Yeah, we're going to want to put a password. So anyway, let's put a password on it, and let's take the and we'll send it out. And you guys can tell anybody you want to tell about it, but we want to keep it it doesn't need to be a public site. So how about this? We'll make the password like the other one, which is recruit, RECURIT. And you can pass that on to anybody that wants to go in and learn, you know, that kind of deal. And keep in mind, guys, you know, you continue to give the free accounts out to all your people, all right, and take advantage of this. Okay, let's see what else we got. Let me pull up some other things here. You can jump in if you want to. I'm going to stop.
Roy, I had a really cool thing I figured out just this week. So I started using Answer Connect. After, I don't know, a month or so ago, after Chris Kowalski finally said he dug into it. So I got it. Well, I hadn't had a lot of people calling into it. They're still calling my cell phone, even though I'm telling all the clients, like, hey, call this number now, you know.
Right.
So I got my staff to do their trades, do purchases, whatever, so that they're not calling me. I'm forwarding on trades to my staff, all that kind of stuff. So what I did was my phone will ring, and I switched with AT&T where it's call forwarding. I can pick up the call, but if I kick them to voicemail, it goes straight to Answer Connect now. Then they take the message, it kicks you straight over to my girl, and then she does the trades or whatever. So I'm just ignoring the client calls, and it's just going straight to them. And then I just text them, hey, did they get you taken care of? They're like, yep. And I just tell them, call this number from now on. They'll always handle you. And my workflow is opening up my day so much just
because you don't have to worry about
taking the call.
Oh, guys, inbound calls, or they will interrupt you doing things. All right. I mean, you could be working on something and an inbound call will come in. And that's one of those urgent but not important type interruptions. They may be important, but hey, if you can get them to go through, you know, the system. All right. And I've been using Answer Connect for, gosh, years and years and years. And so anyway, it's on the resource page, Answer Connect, if you want to go in there. And then also we've got all of our scripting in there. If you go through the link and tell them what you want to do. Okay. Let's see who else. So Chris Kowalski, you just mentioned that. Chris, tell us, so you've been using that, correct?
Where's Chris? Yeah. And I think Mark Drake started using it too. And it's a great resource based on what Josh just talked about. And so, but Sales Team Pro has been great. I got another $205,000 lead today. I did a proposal on a $3 million lead on Monday because of Sales Team Pro. I met this guy right at the beginning of Sales Team Pro. The guy was really kind of standoffish, but I got an inherited IRA, about $160,000, but he kept getting the campaigns. I talked to him last week. My assistant calls him and says, hey, Rick, do you want to do a follow-up with Chris? He goes, I'm good. He gets another campaign, and it triggers a phone call to me to update just a simple question. And I said, hey, Rick, you've got another advisor. Are you open to having a conversation? And he goes, you know what? I am. So we'll see where that goes, but that's $3 million.
Well, this morning I had this is a person that I've known forever. Okay. Never done any business with them because they just had never done it. And they had a simple plan, and the simple plan is already set up. And they haven't heard from their rep in 100 years. And I posted the family financial workshop on my Facebook page, all right, in January. She signed up for it. She told me it was the best, most professional thing she'd ever seen. Okay, all of you guys doing it. And so that was in January. And then here we are June, okay? And she's been getting all that stuff ever since. And guys, that's how it works if you just keep on doing it. So very good. That'll be that's a good return on email marketing. What do you think on that, right?
Absolutely.
Other comments? We got any other comments? Hey, Tommy, where'd you end up, buddy?
Hey, buddy. I'm so sorry. I haven't been on the call the last couple of weeks with the security test that we're going through. Right now, I think I'm at 34,000. Couple things that, you know, I just took from you, you know, set that goal on for the 15th of the month to be at 25,000 of income. And I never did that before. I was like, you know what, let's really go after that. And, you know, you started talking about, you know, making 100,000 a month. And I'm like, why not? Like, why should we not be thinking that big? I think sometimes we're just thinking too small. And then, you know, a couple things that I did was, I took the broadcast and I had an idea and I, you know, sent out the broadcast to 1,100 people, just a personal message that I wanted them to watch the video, LFIC put together, and sent that out to 1,100. We had in the last 3 weeks, I've had over 50 watch the video.
The new video.
So that's like 50 appointments getting done. And then the amount of business that's coming through this going forward, even after this, I have $1 million trade, $900,000 trade. I have a $485,000. We just did a $400,000 yesterday. And it's just like, man, it's just, you know, another thing Arlie said is, or you said, one of you guys said, like, when we do business the first time, that's the least amount of money that we're ever going to make from somebody. And, you know, I've been really just getting into the phone calls too, just calling the existing database and saying, hey, how's it going? And I can't believe how much stuff is just there. And I'm recruiting people also, you know, I'm just, you know, we got people getting recruited in Florida. I just recruited my sister's a doctor down there, and we're recruiting people all over the country now too. So it's pretty exciting.
All right. So let me, and I'm on, hey George, I'm gonna let you close this real quick. If you're open to that, real quick, I want you to think what Tommy just said. So sometimes 1 + 1 = 3, okay, or 4 or 5 or whatever. So what he did is he took Sales Team Pro, okay, he combined Sales Team Pro with the LFIC video, okay, and the way he did that, he did a broadcast with the link to it, okay, and then what's that turn into? A push of a button, no telling how many presentations happened, and what do we got? We've got 50 appointments coming out of it. So anyway, 1 + 1, guys, that's what marketing stacks. George, close us out. We got just a couple minutes.
All right, you guys, let's see. Oh, there we go. Well, listen, you know, I've been sitting back the last couple of weeks and just kind of taking everything in. And I got to tell you, the wealth of ideas are almost overwhelming, man, just to be listening to the things that are going on. I mean, like I just heard what Tommy said, and using Sales Team Pro to send that video out, I think is genius rather than trying to send it out individually. But here's the more important part. What I've noticed over the years, because I've always been a follow-up fanatic. I, to be frank with you, I haven't really run a base shop for the last few years. But like this year, I'm on pace to make $500,000 to $600,000. And what I'm seeing now is incorporating a base shop using this system, to me, is probably the best thing that I've ever seen. Because, you know, you get to a certain point in time where you're financially independent, you don't really need the money in the moment. So I still want to travel, still want to do things. I always felt it unfair to recruit somebody and not give them my full attention. Now I feel like I can recruit somebody, give them my full attention, be wherever the heck I need to be and do whatever I want to do. And I'm thinking those two things combined have kind of given me a new energy. I mean, I really feel like, you know, with what Roy's done, I've always done my month the same way. I got my first 2 weeks. I've done my year the same way. I planned my first half of the year. Like this year, I think I'm at close to 275, somewhere in that ballpark for the first 6 months. So I'm on pace to make 550. So now if I want to make 600,000 or 700,000, I just got to plan my second half of the year with that same intention. So the fun part about this is I sit back and I take these ideas, and I can't tell you how simple it is to take somebody else's ideas and implement them rather than have to come up with the ideas on your own. So I'm going to just close with this thought. I'm also excited to see a lot of you on this call. Like, I've gotten to know Josh and obviously Tommy and a lot of you. I really believe that we're all on the cusp of going from a company that $100,000 was a benchmark to $1 million a year being the benchmark. So, and I take my hat off to you, Roy, bro. I don't know what goes on in your brain, but you make me tired when I listen to you. There's just a lot of stuff going on there. So anyways, you guys, that's all I got.
All right. Hey, guys. Hey, I will just get it on your calendar for the kickoff. We're coming up a week from Saturday, and y'all have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. Have a good one. Bye.